Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 20th, 2023. No need to wait to be crushed. Comment: there is a parable about a frog who got stuck in the mud in a rut. No matter how hard she tried to get out, nothing worked. Friends tried to help to no avail, they failed. In the evening, the exhausted friends went home and left their friend to the will of fate and were sure that they would come the next day, and she would no longer be there. They came, and she was jumping merrily on the grass. They say, "How did you manage?" "Very simply," the frog replied, "a cart appeared, and I simply had no choice but to get out as soon as possible." How similar it is to our world, that we have to approach such a disaster that will simply crush us. My response: the awareness. Question: yes, and only then will we get out. You say that there is a path of goodness, and there is a path of suffering. We are on the path of suffering. Meaning, we should be crushed, and only then will we come to something good? Answer: yes. At the last step. Otherwise, we will not want to get rid of egoism. There must still be an ideological basis here. The solution to the problem is at its root, for what will we get rid of atomic weapons? We must get rid of our desire to suppress, destroy, and dominate others. The desire to receive, the desire to suppress another is pure egoism. That is what we have to get rid of. This means, to come from hatred to love. Such a turn is practically impossible. Only through the revelation of evil. And the revelation of evil can really only be global and only a free decision. Question: so, we, like this frog, are in a rut? The cart is coming, and we still don't care about it? Answer: yes. Moreover, we look at others, what would they do? Let them be the first to get scared and start doing something. But I hope that today's situation also determines something. Question: is it not just a cart, but a tank that will crush us? Answer: yes. Question: so, this fear, as you say, is at the heart of everything. And we will escape out of fear? Answer: yes. We will jump out of fear and from the realization of the inevitability of death. Moreover, we are not particularly afraid of death. It is just that the time will come, the condition of humanity will change, and we will understand that we have nowhere to go, and dying is also not an option, it is not a solution to the problem. Question: and how does fear and the fact that committing suicide, dying, is not the solution to the problem, lead to the realization of the foundation that everything is in egoism, that it is to blame for everything? Where does this turnover happen? Answer: a revolution occurs in a person when he suddenly begins to realize that even death does not save him from egoism. That even his death does not lead to the end of existence. He will exist in the feeling of such suffering, internal, it's no longer a matter of physical, not bodily, the body already seems to be gone, but he will continue to suffer. Question: and when will he realize that the cause of these sufferings is egoism? At what point is this understood? Answer: when one has nothing left but egoism. When one sees that death does not save him and does not pull him out of terrible conditions, out of life. He will continue. After death, life continues, only in a different form, and he will suffer all the time, as in hell. Question: and who will tell him that egoism is the cause of everything? Answer: then he will feel what sets him up to such a negative attitude to himself, to the world, to everything, and to egoism itself, which dominates him and always leads him from suffering to suffering. Question: so, there will be this point that says, "I wanted to suppress everyone, but I have to suppress myself." Will that be the feeling? Answer: I think so. This is the solution. There is no other solution. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, January 26, 2023. What is the difference between hallucinations and dreams? Question: What is the difference between hallucinations and dreams? Answer: hallucinations are not dreams, but certain excitations that we artificially induce in our consciousness, not during a state of sleep, but by going into special states of semi-disconnection or complete disconnection. Sleep is the natural state of the body. It is typical for everyone. It seems to us, there are some creatures that do not sleep. In fact, they still sleep either in motion or in some other way. It does not matter, sleep is necessary. Any living being that has perception and some storage of information must sleep. In this state, it passes from one state to another. It is so with all wildlife, that is, even plants fall asleep in winter and wake up in summer. From CapTVs I got a call. Reality in a Dream, June 9, 2012. A mighty bunch against the Creator. In our time, a hierarchy has formed in the world where there are only a dozen families or people who control the world and do everything they wish for themselves. It seems like they have boundless abilities, they are controlling humanity and limiting it from obtaining true information. In addition, they limit us from getting medication, normal food, and cheap energy that could have been used a long time ago instead of oil, and they are doing this based on their egoism and their position. Nothing about this can be done differently until humanity rises to such a degree of internal integration that it starts feeling the upper force, the upper governance. Only then will the world stop being controlled by a handful of people. They will not be able to stand in the way of the upper governance and limit our world in its positive development. Of course, these people themselves are also angels, meaning, they are governed by the upper force. They are like a shadow of our flaws. When we begin to unite among ourselves, we thereby neutralize them. But for now, in our disconnection, in our egoism, it is as if we are sustaining them, we are their power source, and we are creating the conditions for their existence. From CapTVs I got a call. Kabbalists vs. Psychics, July 14, 2012. Is food the meaning of life? Comment: people spend most of their life on food, everything revolves around nutrition. Why is the system built in such a way that the process of nutrition practically occupies our entire life? My response: what else would you do? If we had organized life in our world correctly, in accordance with the upper spiritual roots, we would deal with the food issue for a maximum of 2 hours a day for normal, rational self-sustenance and devote the rest of the time to our spiritual development and fulfillment. Instead, we spend time making unnecessary things, selling them to each other, quickly bringing them to the cemetery, and making new ones. In principle, sleep, nutrition, and spiritual work are what a person needs in this life in order to quickly begin to feel a new, quantum spiritual world and pass into eternity, into perfection. What else do we need? Why should we linger here, at this waypoint? From CapTVs I got a call. Food is the meaning of life, September 27, 2012. Be renewed every minute. Comment: you say that it is necessary to learn how to empty yourself quickly so that the next day will be like a new one. You must not be stuck in yesterday's calculations. My response: yes, a mandatory condition for spiritual work is to be renewed every minute. In no case do not drag yourself from minute to minute. Leave your prior one in the past minute, and in the new one be a newborn, with new views, new tastes, a new attitude to everything. Will I be able to or not? If not, then I am an animal that does not change during life, while a human changes. Comment: but memory nonetheless exists. Many old people live in past memories. My response: this is given to us, on purpose, so that we suffer from how much, perhaps, we have done wrong to others. It is good if people have such remorse. But, in principle, it is necessary to live anew. I personally can't otherwise. I just don't agree with the fact that the day or some part of it has passed just like that. I have a schedule, and I have to follow it. Lessons, blog, preparation for workshops, all kinds of meetings, 5-minute meetings, preparation of materials for dissemination, for development. Even if I don't change anything myself, it still makes me change. In advance, I put myself in such a framework that forces me to do this. There is a schedule and I am in it. And inside this, of course, there are also my own thoughts and good impulses. How can they herewith not be renewed? From CabTV's I got a call. How to change every second, July 14, 2012. Expand your organs of perception. As a result of the breakage of the common soul, its descent and mixing of all kinds of broken parts, even at the spiritual level, all kinds of analyses, clarifications, and scrutinies of these parts take place in us, and therefore a person is often in such states when he does not know what is happening to him. Someone seems to be leading him, performing actions for him. He somehow automatically goes through life and suddenly there is some kind of an accident, fate, fatalism. What to do? Being only in the sensation of our world, we do not understand anything. For this reason, there are some people who feel that they are supposedly messengers of the higher worlds. This is how their egoism sets them up. You are special, from somewhere out there, take care of yourself, you have a purpose, etc. This has been known for centuries. Where did all the beliefs come from? Some eccentric jumped out of bed early in the morning and ran through the city, shouting that he had an epiphany. And it went on and on for thousands of years. But all this comes to its logical end. Today we are in a state of clarifying these things. According to Kabbalah, everything is explained very simply, according to absolute laws, not as mysticism, only higher physics. The difference between Kabbalah and all religions, beliefs, and even sciences is that it is very realistic. It is not limited, not rigid, and not closed, like other sciences, where scientists are blinded in their characteristics. They do not understand that they are limited in their perception of the world by their qualities, and they believe that what they see exists. If they had expanded their senses and their organs of perception, they would have seen more. They do not have a mechanism for expanding the boundaries of their perception. This is the limitation of the sciences, their dead end. Kabbalah is good because it says, indeed, we have only what we see, what we can clearly explore, with repetition, with experience, with many people, and so on, but within the limits of those boundaries that give us existing knowledge. However, these limits can be expanded. Let us say you have such a framework, you see the world through some diopters, another through others, and a third through the third ones. Let us describe the world through all these diopters and see how we can change our vision, that is, our perception, and whether we can expand it. If we can, that is great. In such a way we get 125 degrees of attaining the universe, the world. Moreover, not only attainment of its image, but also in-depth opening, that is, qualitative attainment. We do not just expand the world by zooming in on stars with a telescope or magnifying microorganisms through microscopes. We change ourselves. You begin to see the world qualitatively, deep into the n-dimensional space. Then you see its governance, internal connections, meaning, and everything else. But again, it is realistic, scientific, and is confirmed by those who are engaged in expanding their perception. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Perception of the reality of a schizophrenic, June 9, 2012. Michael Leitman, on Quora. Why is Passover important today? Kabbalists relate to Passover with utmost importance because it represents an exit from our egoistic nature, the desire to enjoy at the expense of others and nature, which separates us, from sensing the eternal and whole reality in which we exist. The exit from our narrow egoistic perception into one where we exist in a common positive connection is the start of the spiritual path. The more we develop, the more we feel our egoistic nature suffocating us, leading us to an increasing entanglement of problems and crises. Why? It is in order to grow a new desire in us, to escape from our egoistic closure in order to move toward a new state of positive human connection. In the language of Kabbalah, this shift is described as the restoration of the common vessel of Adam HaRishon, our return to one common soul in which we feel ourselves, all of humanity, as parts of one massive desire that is filled with an immense force of love and bestowal, which binds us together in complete harmony. It is for that reason that Kabbalists consider Passover the most important of all holidays. The word for Passover in Hebrew, Pesach, means to leap, Pasach. Making a leap means shifting from a state of egoistic reception to altruistic bestowal. It is truly a special holiday when we exit our egoism and begin a fascinating journey into the spiritual world. Preparing for Passover means preparing our desire to want to include everyone together as one, for everyone to fill our innermost desire, that our thoughts and aspirations would be aimed in a purely spiritual direction, to connect among each other and with the Creator, the force of love and bestowal that connects us. Based on the Daily Kabbalah lesson on March 6, 2023. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.